I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your week in review for the week ending June 29th. At number 10, Carroll landlords voiced some of their concerns over a proposed rental housing inspection ordinance at an open house on Wednesday. The City Council is pursuing this ordinance in an effort to maintain safe and sanitary units for renters. At number 9, the newest Carroll Police Department officer says close ties to the area resulted in the selection of this community for his family. You can find all the details about the newest member of the Carroll Police Department with that story on our website at carrollbroadcasting.com. At number 8, the Carroll Police Department officers were led on a brief foot chase on Monday. Again, it was a brief chase, and that suspect was taken into custody. At number 7, Jefferson fire personnel and vehicle nearly hit while at a scene of a fatal accident early on Sunday morning. The driver in that incident was taken into custody, and we'll have more details about the fatal accident here in just a moment. At number 6, a Carroll man was sentenced to a suspended jail sentence following a dispute on Friday evening. The man pled guilty at an initial appearance, and the 5-day sentence was suspended for a period of 12 months on the condition he not commit any additional criminal offenses. At number 5, no injuries, but about $10,000 in damage was reported when a car goes through the clinic wall over in Jefferson. In that case, the driver meant to press the brake and accidentally pressed the gas pedal, bursting through the wall there. At number 4, an April fight outside of a convenience store lands a Carroll woman in the county jail. She was only sentenced to a few days, but again, there was jail time in that particular case. At number 3, one dead and one injured in a motorcycle accident near Atlantic on Saturday. Speed and alcohol are considered factors in that case. The individual injured was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital for treatment of suspected serious injuries. At number 2, the 7th appeal for a Carroll man accused of sexually assaulting a child has been denied, but the option was left open for additional appeals. The way that works out is essentially the judge told the appellant he could not appeal the original sentencing, but he could challenge the resentencing in that case. And then finally, our top story from last week, a Carroll woman was seriously injured in an accident north of Carroll on Wednesday. The details of that accident can be found at carrollbroadcasting.com. And that wraps up your week in review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Again, all of the details from these stories and many, many more can be found through our website at carrollbroadcasting.com. And if you want to stay in the know, be sure to give us a follow on Facebook and Twitter as well.